Troy Hageman. The Game and Fish will be making major changes to its website for 2021. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Out with the old and in with the new, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department plans to make major changes to the website this year to improve the experience and security for customers, as well as make the site easier to navigate. The first change customers can expect is a new login portal coming in February. Everyone making purchases or submitting applications on the Game and Fish website will be asked to create a username and password. Customers must create this new account before conducting business. Jason Edwards, Game and Fish IT Application Development Supervisor, says, "We know it's a big change, but it's important to keep your information secure." Edwards says, "We think that customers will find the process very simple and intuitive, much like other websites with user accounts." The user account feature comes with some big advantages, too. The account will serve as a dashboard for information specific to the customer. For now, people can easily switch between applying or buying licenses and checking preference points without having to log in multiple times, but the future has a lot more in stake. Edwards says over the next several months, the dashboard view will be added to see more personalized activity like current licenses, tooth aging information, and CWD sample results all in one easy place to come back to. Game and Fish is also planning a redesign of the website and plans to upgrade several pages. In the planning stages now, the department is asking the public to provide their input on the changes they'd like to see to the site. Rebecca Fitzgerald, Game and Fish Communications Director, says the ultimate goal is to make our website easy to use and to find information. She says we also want the website to be enjoyable and showcase useful tools and maps, as well as great outdoor photography, unique videos, and the work Game and Fish does for wildlife, fish, and habitat. Anyone can share their thoughts through an initial survey that will be open through January 31st. The survey is the first of many efforts Game and Fish will be making to get feedback from the public we serve. Fitzgerald says, "We're hopeful the feedback will be robust and encourage people to sign up on the survey to stay involved through the whole redesign process." This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.